Thank you. Oh, good morning again, everyone. Take a breath and take this in. The birds are singing. I heard the dogs barking. Man, it is just great to be back together. I love talking to you at home and that camera right there, but it is so wonderful to see us all here gathered in one place. And by the way, hey, let's be thankful for how the Lord continues to use our online ministry. Look, the sermon's going to go by quick. The pages are turning. We've had pretty consistently folks tuning in from all over the world to our worship service. Uganda, last week, Korea. Folks around the United States. That's pretty cool. I continue to hear stories, a new story, literally almost every week of folks unconnected to a church, never been in a church, but tuning in. And if you're watching at home, I'm not sure what kind of tech issues we're having. Maybe it's perfect. We're going to figure that out. He says it's perfect. We're going to continue. All right. You got a Bible? You got a bulletin? You got a phone? Turn to Jeremiah chapter 17. We're in verses 5 to 8 this morning. We're taking a break from our sermon series in Acts, beginning a new summer sermon series. I'm calling it Rooted. Rooted. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 says, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up and established in the faith." Now, the Apostle Paul says if we're going to walk with Jesus, we need to be rooted in him. We need to be rooted. The big idea of this sermon series is that if we're going to grow taller, we first need to go deeper. If we're going to grow taller, we need to first go deeper. We need to be like that big tree with roots sinking down deep into the soil. So we're going to take some time. We're going to examine our roots. I think we all feel the need for roots. I think we all feel the need for a firm foundation underneath our feet, particularly in these tumultuous, uncertain times. We're surrounded by so much upheaval, aren't we? And all around us. And no clear end in sight. This introductory sermon this morning takes us to Jeremiah. Now, Jeremiah, if you don't know, is a prophet in the Old Testament, raised up to be the voice of God in a truly tumultuous and uncertain time. The nation of Israel was on decline. Not only on decline, stood on the very verge of collapse. Enemy forces were gathering in the north, ready to come down. They would destroy the country. They would knock down the temple. They would take God's people into exile. And Jeremiah stood in the gap. He saw the danger that was coming. God raised him up to be a voice of warning, a voice of comfort. And we're going to look at just a small part of his message this morning as I introduce this series, Rooted. Again, it's chapter 17 of Jeremiah, verses 5 to 8. This might be a familiar passage for some of you. So let's pray. Pray with me at home as well as we prepare to hear God's word. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, that even in the midst of changing circumstances, you do not change. And Lord, we thank you for the way that you feed us. You feed us like your sheep, that you plant your word in our heart. And we pray indeed that that would be the case this morning, that your word would sink deep into our hearts, that it would take root, that you would touch us where we need to be touched. Lord, that we would come to experience in a new way just the joy of your presence. And so we give ourselves over to you. Meet us where we are. Keep us focused on you. Even in the strangest of this new setting. And we pray this in the name of Jesus, our King and our Savior. Amen. Amen. Okay, hear God's word. It's Jeremiah 17, verses 5 to 8. I want you to notice the curse and the blessing here. Jeremiah 17, "Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He's like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in parched places of the wilderness, in an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He's like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream, does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. Amen. Amen. A short passage for many of you, a familiar passage. Jeremiah, in this passage, tells the story of two very different people. On the one hand, you have the man who trusts in man. That is someone who trusts in themselves. They trust in their own strength. They trust in their own wisdom. They trust in their own understanding. And in the other hand, we have the man who trusts in the Lord. Two very different people. They are represented by two different images. Images is an important part of how Jeremiah does his ministry. And those images are two different plants. We've got a shrub in the desert and a tree planted by a stream of water. Two very different pictures, very vivid pictures. Can you picture the shrub there in the desert? The shrub that's languishing. And on the other hand, the tree that's flourishing. The shrub is useless, but the tree is fruitful. The shrub is focused just on surviving, but the tree is thriving. So these are two very different pictures, two very different people, those who trust in themselves and those who trust the Lord. Two visions, ultimately, for how we can live our lives. And I want to begin this morning by asking, what's the difference? Fundamentally speaking, what's the explanation for why the shrub is the shrub? And why is the tree the tree? Right? Why is it that some people end up as shrubs and other people end up as trees planted by streams of water? In the midst of crisis, right? In the midst of crisis, why is it that some people crumble and fall apart? And we're not talking just temporarily, but in the midst of the heat, when the sun begins to beat down, life falls apart and other people begin to thrive. The temptation, I think, is to attribute it to the environment, to look at just external things, to say, well, the shrub's in the desert, and the tree is by the stream. Maybe the shrub life is just harder for. We look at external things. But that's not the explanation that Jeremiah offers here. Do you look in the passage with me? That's not the explanation that he offers. It's not found in external things, but in internal things. Two different people, those who trust in themselves and those who trust the Lord. The idea of trust here is represented by roots. The idea of trust here is represented by roots. Both plants have roots, by the way. The shrub has roots. The tree has roots. But the tree's roots go out to the stream. They keep it anchored. They keep it anchored to the source of life. Even in the midst of the sun, we understand something about the sun this morning, don't we? When the sun begins to beat down, when the rain stops, the tree continues. Bad things happen to both, right? Jeremiah is writing to the nation of Israel, the people who are about to go into exile. They're about to face incredible adversity. The sun is going to beat down mercilessly on the shrub and the tree. A drought's coming to both, but one's going to thrive. The tree will thrive. They both face difficulty, but the tree's going to thrive. Isn't that how you want to live your life? Don't we want to be like the tree? And the difference, again, is found in the roots. The difference between the tree and the shrub is found below the surface. That's what you don't see. And I want to address just briefly in this introductory sermon this morning why we need roots in the first place. What is the significance of roots? And three reasons. So you know that the sermon, because I have three points. And by the way, if you haven't figured it out, in the back of our bulletin is a place for you to take notes if you so desire. Online, you can print that out. But three reasons we need roots. Number one, you can't live without roots. You can't live without roots. Number two, good roots allow you to live above your circumstances. Interesting. Good roots allow you to live above your circumstances. And number three, the fruitfulness of your life will be determined by the quality of your roots. So let's jump in. Those are the three points for you this morning. We'll begin with you can't live without roots. Roots are what sustain you. That's what feeds you. It's our means of laying hold of nourishment. And let's review here. What do the roots represent? If you're at home, you can say it. If you're here, you can say, what do the roots represent? Let's see who was paying attention for the introduction to that sermon. Trust! I think that was my wife. She said it. Roots represent faith. It represents our trust. There's the man who trusts in man, who trusts in himself, and the man who trusts in the Lord. And notice that Jeremiah is not saying some plants have roots and others don't. Right? He's not saying some people live by faith and others don't live by faith. We all live by faith. Every one of us here this morning lives by faith. We all have roots. We all need roots. The question is not whether or not you have faith. It's what are you putting your faith in? Where are your roots going? What are you trusting in when life falls apart? When the rug is pulled out from underneath you? When the economy crashes? When the layoff notice comes? When those well-laid plans come to nothing? When the wind begins to blow? When the sun begins to beat down? Where do you go? Where do you turn? We all go somewhere. We all go somewhere. We all look either inward or we look upward. The basis of so much of the self-help literature that just flies out of the Amazon warehouses is founded on the assumption that we have everything that we need within ourselves. Right? Isn't it? Have you noticed that? That the human spirit can triumph over any adversity it faces. We need only look within ourselves. We need only to find someone to inspire us to look deeper within ourselves. And don't get me wrong. The human spirit's a wonderful spirit because we're made in the image of God. And that spirit has been redeemed in Christ. But our faith, Christianity, begins with another assumption. Begins with this, that we don't have what we need within ourselves. That we are not self-sufficient. That you and I were made for relationship. We were made to depend on others. Others here. That's why we're so hungry to be back together. We were made to be in relationship with our Creator. And listen, before the fall, right before sin came into the world, we still needed to walk by trust. We still needed to walk by faith. Adam and Eve in the garden before sin came into the world still needed to look to their Lord, still needed to look to their Creator. So you can't live without roots. You can't live without faith. Everyone has roots. The question is, where are your roots? Are you rooted in yourself and you end up as a shrub? Or are you rooted in the Lord? That's number one. Number two, good roots allow you to live above your circumstances. Good roots allow you to live above your circumstances. Or we could say it this way, the quality of your life will be determined by the quality of your roots. It's possible. It's possible to live above your circumstances. You don't have to live tossed about by every wind and every wave that comes your way. I'm not saying that you just have enough faith, no bad things will circumstances. Look at the passage with me. Look at verse 8. The tree which is rooted does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves remain green. Even in the year of drought, it does not cease to bear fruit. It remains steady above its circumstances. You know, some of you know, before coming to Cornerstone, I served as a campus pastor for 9 years down at the University of Delaware. One of my jobs was to take teams of college students down to Trinidad on short-term mission trips. Trinidad, if you're not aware, lies a few miles off the coast of Venezuela. It's part of the developing world. People don't live necessarily in abject poverty, but the standard of living is quite lower. Actually, as I look around the field right now, I know a few of you have been there yourself. Very low standard of living. We would do work in villages full of just little huts. Not uncommon to come across homes with no electricity, some even with no running water. And I would ask students at the end of that trip, what struck you? What is it that that really you want to take home with you? And year after year, I'd hear the same thing, that these people are so happy, and yet they have so little stuff. Life seems to be so much harder for them, and yet they have a joy that we don't have. See, in their mind, these two things go together, right? Joy and material comfort. But hear the promise of Scripture. Right, hear the promise of Scripture that we can live above our circumstances, even in difficulty. That there is joy in the midst of trials. There's peace in the midst of storms. The tree still has the sun beating down, still has the drought, but it does not fear. It is not anxious. Its leaves remain green. It continues to bear fruit. What Jeremiah is saying is you don't have to live your life. Listen to me. You don't have to live your life tossed about by every wind and wave that comes your way. You do not have to live your life as a shrub languishing in the desert. You don't have to be anxious when the drought comes. You don't have to fear when the heat comes. Why? Because we're anchored in the Lord. Because the Lord is our refuge. He is our fortress. He is our source of life, right? The streams of water. And how is it possible? Let me be very clear. How is it possible for the tree to live above its circumstances? Because it sends its roots out into the stream. There is a source of life always available to it. It does not depend on its circumstances. It does not depend on the mood that it feels that day. There is help outside of itself. And the Scripture makes very clear that that stream is Jesus. Right, that Jesus is living water. He makes an incredible invitation to us in John 7. He says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. How do we live above our circumstances? How do we live above this global pandemic? Above all this unrest? Above the economic uncertainty and the mounting racial tensions in our country, maybe above even the personal strife we feel in our own lives by coming to the Lord, by sending our roots out into the stream, right? By seeing our own weakness and laying hold of Jesus. You know that the Christian faith begins when we get outside of ourselves. When Jesus begins his ministry and says, repent and believe, He says, repent. Repent doesn't mean just turning from my sin. It's turning from my trust in myself. It's turning from my own reliance on myself. Repent. Turn away from that and put your faith in the Lord. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So number one, you can't live without roots. Number two, good roots allow you to live above your circumstances. And finally, number three, the fruitfulness. The effectiveness of your life is determined by the quality of your roots. In other words, not only can we live above our circumstances, it's possible to be fruitful in the midst of a mess. It's possible to thrive even when everything around you is falling apart. Right, here's a crucial difference between the shrub and the tree. Both are alive. Both have roots, but only one's thriving. Only one's being fruitful, right? Did you notice that the tree continues to bear fruit even in the drought? The shrub is just focused on surviving while the tree is thriving. It thrives even in the midst of the storms, even in the midst of the heat. Good roots lead to good fruit. Isn't that the person that you want to become? Our lives are meant to be about more than just ourselves. We are meant to bear fruit. Do you believe that? We are meant to bear fruit. We are meant to be useful to our Lord. That can only happen when we get our eyes off of ourselves and onto our Savior, when we set our roots down deep. Are you being fruitful? Are you bearing fruit? Are you living for something beyond yourself? Roots allow you to do that. So roots are important. Number one, because you can't live without roots. Number two, good roots allow you to live above your circumstances. Number three, the fruitfulness of your life is determined by the quality of your roots. As I close this morning, I'm going to point out just one last detail in this passage. I began the sermon by asking you, what's the difference between the tree and the shrub? How is it that one person ends up as a shrub and someone else ends up as a tree? And we said the difference is in the roots. The difference is in what we're trusting in. It's in our faith. But I want you to see one more thing, one more difference, one more explanation to explain why the shrub is the shrub and the tree is the tree. Look at verses 7 and 8 with me. It says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He's like a tree planted by water. Planted. Do you see that verb there? Planted. The tree is planted. Jeremiah is alluding to the sovereign grace that we've been talking about. This is the work of the gardener. This is the work of grace. You cannot plant yourself. A shrub cannot uproot itself from the desert and walk to the stream and send its roots down. It is a work of grace. We need to be planted. This is the work of the grace of Jesus from the beginning to the end. Here again, I quoted this earlier from John chapter 7, Jesus' words. He says, if anyone thirsts, right? If anyone is tired of being in the desert, if anyone is exhausted from trusting themselves, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, whoever trusts in me, whoever sends down their roots into me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Church, what a promise for us. What a promise for us, particularly in this time that we find in the midst of heat and drought and a storm that does not seem like it will go away anytime soon, that we can be anchored in Jesus and continue to bear fruit. As you walk away this morning, I want you to remember this. If you are in Christ, you have been planted. You have been planted. Rely on that. Remember that. He has uprooted you out of the desert. He has planted you by the stream. You have roots to go down into that stream. Would you start trusting in that? Would you seek ways to be fruitful even in the midst of all the difficult things that are going on? And if you're not, if you're still in the desert, you're still living as a shrub, will you see that invitation? Will you hear again that invitation from Jesus to be uprooted, to be planted by the streams of water? We do that by grace from beginning to end as we put our faith in him. Amen. Amen. Let's pray, and we'll invite the praise team up to close out our service this morning. And Father, we thank you. We thank you that for this vision that Jeremiah gives us, that we don't have to be as a shrub. We don't have to be tossed about. We don't have to shrivel up, that we have a source of life in you. Lord, where we are weak, where we are trusting in ourselves, we are trying to dig within ourselves. Would you get us outside of ourselves? Would you undo us? Would you help us, Jesus, to sink our roots into you? And Lord, would you give us evidence of that? Even this week, I pray, as we seek to root ourselves in you, would you encourage us as we see that work in our lives and the lives of those around us being rooted and anchored in you. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our King, our Savior, the living water. Amen.